She clicks on post and watches her name and message title appear under his. Case P and keep your shirt on. Because Parkaboy is her friend, she can get away with this where someone else couldn't. She has become a sort of ritual referee, charged specifically with flagging down Parkaboy whenever he goes off on anyone, as he's definitely inclined to do. Ivy can whip him into shape pronto, but Ivy is a policewoman in Seoul, works long shifts, and can't always be on the site to moderate. She automatically clicks reload, and his response is already there. Where are you? NT. London, working. NT. And all of this is hugely comforting. Psychological prophylaxis, evidently. The phone rings beside the cube. Mirror world rings, she finds unnerving at the best of times. She hesitates, then answers. Hello?
Case, dear, it's Bernard, Stone Street. Helena and I were wondering if you'd be up for a little dinner.
Thank you, Bernard, looking at the trestle table blocking the door, but I'm feeling unwell.
Jet lag. You can try Helena's little pills.
It's kind of you, Bernard, but...
Hubertus will be here. He'll be horribly disappointed if he doesn't have a chance to see you.
Aren't we meeting Monday?
He's in New York tomorrow evening. Can't be here for our meeting. Say you'll come.
This is one of those conversations in which Case feels that the British have evolved passive-aggressive leverage in much the way they've evolved irony. She has no way of securing the perimeter here once she leaves the flat, but this Blue Ant contract represents a good quarter of her anticipated year's gross.
PMS, Bernard, not to put it too delicately. Then you absolutely have to come. Helena has something completely marvelous for that.
Have you tried it?
Tried what?
She gives up. Company of almost any kind seems not entirely a bad idea. Where are you?
Docklands, 7. It's casual. I'll send a car. Delighted you can come. Bye.
Stone Street rings off with an abruptness Case suspects has required some learning in New York. There is ordinarily a sing-song, almost tender cadence to the mirror world termination of telephone conversations, a call and response of farewell she's never mastered. Psychological prophylaxis is shot to hell.